Now, particularly after the chemotherapy stopped, really from the beginning of the use of adjuvant trastuzumab, what are some of the things that you talk to your nurses about in terms of what to look for, report to you, or concerns that maybe they should be looking for on trastuzumab?
Well, in reality, once the chemo stops, most of the acute toxicity goes away since it's linked to the chemotherapy. And the thing that we are always on guard for is peripheral edema, shortness of breath, evidence of signs and symptoms of congestive heart failure. That's kind of the main thing that you have to be aware of in the long term with trastuzumab.
Any sort of pearls in trying to pick up heart failure as early as possible? What kinds of things would be early symptoms?
Well, I mean, one thing is just to be sensitive to the overall patient. Increasing fatigue, increasing shortness of breath, inability to lie flat in bed, subtle complaints of exercise intolerance, all those things certainly warrant a closer look.
What's sort of the natural history of those few women who do develop heart failure associated with trastuzumab and chemotherapy? I guess usually anthracycline chemotherapy. What usually happens to these women?
Well, here we have an interesting dilemma because we actually have not such great data on the issue of trastuzumab and heart failure. And what I mean is for anthracycline, and I mean doxorubicin primarily, induced congestive heart failure, there is typically a profound and often relatively sudden fall in ejection fraction. It is often but not always manageable with afterload reduction and inotropes and so forth, but it typically becomes a long-term chronic management problem for patients with their cardiologist, and that's the best of possible outcomes. There is an anecdotally driven and not evidence-based, if you will, impression that trastuzumab-induced cardiac dysfunction is different. For one thing, the onset is relatively early, and for anthracyclines, while there can be early onset, there often is late onset of congestive heart failure. Secondly, it doesn't appear always to be quite as profound. Thirdly, it appears to be more acutely reversible. Any number of patients that we've seen who have developed an acute congestive heart failure picture and been intubated, and 2 or 3 days later, they're off the ventilator, up and functioning, and their EFs are rising again towards normal range. And that rapidity of recovery is something that, again, I keep emphasizing anecdotally, isn't as often seen with the anthracyclines. Fourthly, there's a subtle fall in ejection fraction that's frequently detected because of our increased scrutiny of these patients. And frankly, the clinical consequences of that subclinical fall are really not known right now.